boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I told you the other day that I really want to get a police scanner.
Have you done it?
No. I don't know where you get it. I'm hoping Amazon or something.
Yeah, probably. Maybe it's on Prime Days. You should look.
I should. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Because I don't think you could just like walk into a normal store and just be like, can I get a police scanner?
I guess I don't know either.
Or do I just go to the police department?
No, you don't do that.
That's what I thought. But I really want to get one because I live near a busy road and we are constantly hearing fire trucks, ambulance, police cars, literally flying by. It sounds like they're going 100 miles per hour to like a crime scene or a scene of some sort, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, where are you going and why?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm. And then today I was walking on said busy road, minding my own business, taking the dog for a walk. And that's when I looked up and I noticed a car that said police on it. Normal, right? Yeah. However, it wasn't just police. It said Federal Protection Services on it. It had like a number on the back, like a 1-800 of some sort. And it wasn't a normal police car color too. And I want to know, what is the Federal Federal Protection doing here? Why? Who's in that car?
I Googled it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do we have federal protection here? That might be a stupid question, but I really don't know.
No, it's not, because it sounds like it's something like really, really serious. And maybe it is. I don't know. But it's a federal law enforcement agency that provides security and law enforcement services to federally owned and leased buildings. Were you near a government building?
No.
See, now that's what I wouldn't understand.
I was
that.
Nowhere near a government building.
Apparently,
they were
that's what
heading
it means.
Downtown, which would probably have what? A government building of some sort.
Maybe. But
the courthouse.
Yeah, that would be a good example. But still.
So they protect?
Yeah.
Is it like security guard?
Maybe
I thought there was a criminal inside.
Well, there could have been. Who knows?
You know, like, don't they say that, like, if you, like, did a, or if you were a part of a crime, not that you did the crime, but you were a part of a crime and you need to be protected, aren't you in, like, the protection program?
Witness protection
program? I thought it was that.
Oh,
and then
I don't
somebody
think,
was
no.
in there and they were in hiding. And I was like, who's in hiding?
Well, I don't know that it was that.
And then I was hoping they would say it on, like, if I had the police scanner, they'd be like, we've got a 1025.
The Princess of Genovia's in the back seat.
Seriously? And girl, you know I would tell everybody.
See, you can't get a police scanner because this is going to just crush all your dreams. Now you can just imagine these fun things happening.
Instead of
I think you're going to be disappointed when they are not, in fact, transporting a princess.
Of Genovia.
Who's in the witness protection program.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I gotta let the girlies know what I saw on TikTok right now because there's some guys who are participating in this in order to get their girlfriends or wives not to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so next time you drag your man to Target, watch out for this. So basically, it's guys clearly out shopping with their girl, and either they're like annoyed because it's one of those things where she's like holding up a sweater like, oh, it's cute, but I don't know. Ooh, but maybe I do need it. Maybe I don't. Like when you can't make a decision, or you really are just trying to spend money and you're like, please no, put the $25 sweater down. What guys are saying on these videos is, oh, my ex used to wear that. Or,
oh.
If it's like a throw pillow, oh, my ex used to have that in her house. And then, like clockwork, she throws that thing back on the shelf and doesn't buy it.
Oh, that would work so fast.
And that is literally it. So if your guy's saying that, just know he's saying it, well, hopefully, because he just doesn't want you to buy it. Most of the time, it's not actually true.
Oh, yeah, that would work. Mm-hmm. Especially if you know like how crazy their ex were. Like if you've heard stories.
Would you
Like, neighbor man's got some crazy exes.
Right.
You know, and if I said the same thing about him, to him, he'd be like, oh, I know she's got some crazy ones.
Put that back.
I'm going to put that back, you know? So I think like, if he ever said that to me, I'd be like, whoa, I don't want to be like them, you know? So I'd have to put it down real quick.
It would work on you.
Oh, my God. It would work so fast.
It worked on every single video I saw. And most of the time, the girl got mad. She was like, ugh, why would you even say that? And then she throws it back and is like, not going to buy it.
Yeah, no, I'm guaranteed it would work so fast on me.
Even though you now know that it's a tactic?
It still works. There's even another trend I saw he ended up telling me about on TikTok, and it was something kind of like this, but it wasn't about exes, and it was a guy and a girl at Home Goods, and he was like, okay, men, what you do is when a woman holds up something like, oh, is this cute?
Mm-hmm.
You would say something to her like, it's cute, and then you put it back down or something like that. And he's been doing that tactic on me, and that works as well.
Mm.
So he's already been trying this other trend that he saw on TikTok, and he even showed me that trend, and it's been working.
It still works.
So he's already been doing that one. I have a feeling if that one works, this one will definitely work, and I will be rich because I'll finally save some money.
So much money.
Oh my God, I'll finally be rich. When my dad will be proud.
Oh, good. That's what it's for.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You always hear people saying, oh, you're going to end up with somebody that reminds you of your dad,
mm-hmm,
or your mom. And I've never really understood that, I guess, until recently. Because I wouldn't even say that my boyfriend is like my dad. He has a very opposite personality. But the other day, we were driving in the car, and he was riding shotgun. I was driving my car, and we drove past a pasture of cows. And my boyfriend promptly rolled down the window and mooed at them loudly. And he doesn't know this until I told him afterwards that growing up, and probably even to this day, I haven't ridden in my dad's car in a long time, anytime we would drive past cows, which is a lot in rural Iowa, he will moo at them loudly. I don't know why. It drives my mom nuts. That's probably why he does it. So I like looked at my boyfriend and I was like, oh my God, I'm now starting to understand the whole you date somebody, you end up with somebody that reminds you of your dad. It was just the weirdest thing that I was like, you don't know that he does that. And you just did it completely out of the blue. And I kind of love that.
And you told him this?
Yeah. After I like looked at him, and then he was like, what? Like, can't I just moo at the cows? And I was like, no, yeah, you can. But I want you to understand why this is so weird for me right now.
And what did he say after that?
He was like, yeah, I love your dad. Yeah, I get it. We're cool. You just don't understand us.
Oh, my God. Have they been alone in the car before? Do you think maybe he saw your dad moo with the cows?
I don't think so. He acted like he had never heard of it. Unless they do this on, maybe they do this on the weekends when I'm not around. They drive around and moo at cows together.
I highly doubt they just get in the car together and moo.
I kind of want to think that that's the case now.
That they get in the car and moo it. Because that's a weird way to spend a Sunday.
They go moo cruising.
You know, I think it's crazy, but I've always like looked for a partner that has like a lot of similarities of my dad. Just because I've always been a firm believer, it means they could possibly be the one.
That's what everybody says. You should go for somebody that reminds you of your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that.
I've always done that.
I didn't realize.
Oh, I've always done that. And I've noticed that Neighbor Man has a lot of similarities of my dad, but also so does his dad. Like Neighbor Man's dad has a lot of similarities of my dad.
Okay.
Which I just absolutely love because for me, it's very like comforting.
Mm-hmm. It's familiar.
It's very familiar because my dad doesn't live here right now. He lives in Texas. And so I absolutely love hanging out with Neighbor Man's dad. Like we're going to hang out this weekend. And I'm just honestly, I'm looking forward to it because mm-hmm, to me, it's like hanging out with my dad,
mm-hmm,
which is awesome. So like what's cool about Neighbor Man's dad is like, it's like, it's like comforting. But also what I've noticed about his dad is that they breathe the exact same way. Sounds silly, They breathe the exact same way.
What do you mean?
The way they breathe is
like loudly?
No. No.
Like they sigh a lot? Like a dad sigh?
Just the way they breathe in.
Okay.
Don't ask questions. It sounds creepy. I pay attention way too much.
Does he know that you've noticed this?
No, I'm not going to tell him.
Okay.
I've told my dad. My dad thought it was weird. Uh-huh. But I'm never going to tell neighbor man's dad. Okay? But they breathe the exact same way. Their humor is the exact same way.
Yeah.
The way they start conversations is the exact same way. The way that they talk and how they carry a conversation, literally the exact same way.
Mm.
It is so insane. I literally love watching neighbor man talk to his dad or his dad talk to neighbor man, because it's like literally sitting in the room watching my dad talk to one of my siblings. It's so creepy, but also, again, comforting, because it's like I don't have my dad here.
Yeah.
And it's like I have my dad, but just here in Iowa, just not in Texas.
Has your dad met his dad?
No, but oh my God, it would be like my dad having a twin in the room.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like that's going to be like a trip seeing your dad with somebody that reminds you so much of your dad, but it's not your dad.
I know. It's going to freak me out. It's going to freak me out. I can't wait until we like get married one day. They have to be in the same room or something like that. It's going to trip me up. But what I've noticed about neighbor man is that my dad, growing up, my dad always, immediately when he came home from work, would go into his boxers. And that would be when he'd come home, he'd be in that for the rest of the night. That's what neighbor man does. As soon as he comes home, that's what he's. I bet you right now he's home from work. He's in his boxers.
Nice. Okay.
And that's what my dad did. And that's what neighbor man does. And the other thing that my dad does and that neighbor man does is that they always have like weird sound effects and weird impersonations of people. So like if neighbor man was to do an impersonation of you, he's going to have a weird voice for you. And so would my dad. And my dad always did that.
Okay, so if he was like, I was at work today and Kathy was like, can somebody fix the printer?
Exactly.
Like okay.
My dad did the exact same thing and neighbor man does too. They can't just like do it like a normal voice. They always have to do it with a weird voice, and they always like do it over the top.
Do you think if you asked both of them to do your voice, would it be the same?
It's the exact same. I kid you not. It is the exact same.
I would like them to submit recordings of these.
To you?
For me to review.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Not much to report on today.
You know, it's funny is you looked back at me and you're like, what did you just say? It's because I was like, man, she's thinking long and hard out there.
Because honestly,
you were just staring, trying to find something to talk about for the Taylor Window Update.
Well, there are days that there's a lot going on outside. And then there's days like today where nothing's happening.
Not a single, you don't see pedestrians walking. Where's our walking crew?
I don't know. Maybe it's too hot for them. It is a little warm to be going on a walk.
Do you see any, are they called woolly bears or caterpillars?
Woolly bear caterpillars? No, I don't see anything. I saw one leaf fall. That was kind of nice.
Wow.
Brought me a little peace and serenity. Otherwise, there ain't jack going on out there.
Really?
It's days like today where I'm like, I'm bored, you know?
I know. And then you're like, I should pick up a hobby. And then you remember how much work a hobby picking up a hobby takes.
Truly.
I was just telling you I want to take up scrapbooking, and then I'm like, oh, God.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like a lot of money and a lot of work I don't know I really want to take up.
So in that case, I will just continue to stare out the window.
In that case,
nothing.
I will watch other people do scrapbooking on TikTok.
Exactly.
That's my new hobby.
Exactly. That's my new hobby, is watching other people have hobbies. What quirk does your partner have that drives you a little bit crazy? We want to know at 319-200-1029. It may start out as like a cute little thing that they do, and you're like, aw, it's so quirky about you. And then you start to get a little annoyed by it. I had this realization literally last night with my boyfriend. We watch a lot of TV in my house. And I have noticed that he will sing along to any commercial. Lots of commercials have music in them. Like maybe it's a jingle for an insurance.
Liberty.
Yes.
I'm thinking instantly of that one.
Or.
O'Reilly's.
Uh-huh.
Auto Shop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They got some good ones out there.
Jingles like that. He knows them. He's going to sing along with them. Or if there's like a song in the commercial, like right now, I don't know what company it is. They have that $1 million baby song in it.
Who's got that in there? That's cool.
I don't know. It plays all the time during football, though, which means I hear it a lot. And every time he has got a little bit of a delay, the commercial starts to play. And then he's like, "Sinny, teeny, 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 baby." And I like look at him
like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know some of the words. And
nope. Doesn't matter if he knows the words. If he knows the tune, he's going to sing or hum along. So finally, I said something to him last night. I was like, "Do you realize you can't help yourself but to sing along with commercials?" He was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And I was like, "No, I'm serious. Every single commercial, you start singing along to it." So now, I wish I wouldn't have said anything, because now he's taken it to
a whole new level.
A louder level. Oh. Okay? So if I'm in the kitchen and the TV's on, I hear his voice 10 points higher than the television playing the commercial. He's singing these loud now to sing along with the commercial. Now and I'm like...
Now he screams, "Ba-da-ba-ba-ba!" I'm loving it.
Exactly that. I'm like, okay, it was kind of cute because you can't really help yourself.
I'm totally coming over to hang out with him.
Oh my God, the two of you together would be a nightmare. We all have quirks, and you've probably noticed some about your partner, and maybe one quirk specifically about your partner drives you nuts. We want to know what it is at 319-200-1029.
I immediately thought of one quirk about Neighbor Man. Now, you might find it cute, but it drives me just a little bonkers, is that he will be walking like the dog or something, or just on a walk ourselves, and I think he's next to me and I'm having a conversation, trauma dumping him or something.
Per use.
Mm-hmm. And next thing I know, he's not next to me, and I turn around and he's staring at the grass because he's looking for a four-leaf clover.
Okay.
He does this all the freaking time, Taylor. All the time. We'll be walking, two peas in a pod, and the next thing I know, he's not next to me. He's about 20 feet behind me, staring at the grass, looking for a four-leaf clover. And this usually takes up anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. He's pretty quick at finding a four-leaf clover. And then he'll hand me the four-leaf clover. Which I think is, that part's romantic. It's cute. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate the four-leaf clover. What drives me nuts is that I thought you were next to me, and now all of a sudden you're not next to me. Now I gotta wait for you to look for a four-leaf clover.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't, not that I'm trying to encourage you to be annoyed by this, but I would be like, were you even listening?
Seriously, Taylor, I get mad at him because I'm like, hello, I was trauma dumping.
Uh-huh.
Now I gotta restart the trauma.
Oh, God. And he hasn't learned his lesson.
No, yet. He hasn't learned his lesson. If you're going to do that, hey, say stop. I got to look for a four-leaf clover so that I can continue my trauma dumping while you're looking. But I'm now 20 feet ahead of you, and we got to restart the trauma.
All the way dump from the beginning.
And you know how long those stories could be sometimes.
One time is plenty. We've been talking about those quirks that your partner has that drive you a little bit crazy. You can still call us at 319-200-1029. Megan, what about you?
My husband is a trained professional chef, like went to culinary school, taught culinary school, will not cook at home. Refuses. Doesn't pick up a single anything. I won't even get him to make mac and cheese.
Shut what? Up.
I'm telling you, I know he can cook. I can't speak for it upon taste.
Oh, that would drive me crazy. You don't even get to enjoy it.
I feel cheated.
I would too. I would feel 100% cheated.
I felt cheated too. This happened to me, my past relationship.
Oh,
he was a
dated a chef.
No, I wish to. He was a therapist, and I always asked for free therapy, and he never gave it to me.
Oh,
I would
rats.
Be like, "Can I get therapy from you?" And he never gave it to me, and I honestly felt cheated by it.
And how to work out.
Did it.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
There's a new dating buzzword going around, obviously. I got to break it down for you so we're all hip and understand what's going on, even if we're not in the dating world. And that is carouseling.
I like a good carousel.
Yeah, it's like at the mall when you're little. Yeah. You're like, Mom, can I please ride the carousel?
Oh, I still try to ride it.
I'm sure you do.
That's why I got nephews.
It has nothing to do with the carousel at the mall. But the way that people are mostly talking about it is those who are on like dating apps or really casually dating. It's like the feeling of being stuck in that never-ending loop, like a carousel, of messages before meeting a match on dating apps. So it's when you like maybe swipe on somebody and you feel like you keep having the same conversation with everybody and it's just not really working out. Now, there's other ways of feeling like you're carouseling. It could be the never-ending swiping itself. You're constantly on that carousel of swiping through people. It could be feeling like you are carouseling around the fact of like setting up a real date. You just stay in the text messages of like, ooh, are we ever going to meet in person one day? I don't know. Maybe. And then you're like, oh my God, I've been stuck on this carousel for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You look like you're having a spiritual response.
Oh, yes, I am. I've been waiting for this carousel moment.
Okay.
This is so freaking true. If you've never been on a dating app, you're lucky. Don't ever get on one. They are awful. Because this is literally what a dating app is. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, whatever it may be, you are stuck in a carousel. Doesn't matter if you're a 10 or not, okay? Mm-hmm. You're stuck in one. It starts with, you could have like 10 conversations and every single one is the same. Hey, hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? Good. Mm-hmm. What are you doing tonight? Watching TV. What are you? Watching TV. And then usually after that, it's silence.
Yep.
Or maybe they'll be like, tell me about yourself. And then it's pretty much after that, maybe just a couple more conversations. And it's the same thing for every 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, can one person be different?
Dude.
Please, for the love of God.
I would also argue you can carousel in a relationship because I'm thinking of one ex specifically that it was like, oh, he was doing the most when he was like, the chase was happening, right? He was like being extra flirty or, ooh, let's go do this. Let's go do that. And then as soon as we were dating, it was the same thing every day where we would text all day long. Hey, hey, how's work? It's okay. How about you? It's fine. Oh, what are you going to do tonight? It was like literally deja vu every day. Stuck on the carousel.
If you're going to argue that, I could also say that you could argue that you carousel in your normal relationship now. You come home. And it's the same thing. You have the same conversations. Mm-hmm. You have dinner at the exact same time. You go to bed at the exact same time. You maybe kiss. Who knows, right? You have the same kind of thing. But I would argue that I do kind of like a carousel relationship.
Agreed.
I do like a normalcy kind of carousel. I like knowing what time we're kind of come home. We're going to have dinner at the same time. We're going to kiss, right? And I kind of like knowing those things. But sometimes it does get a little boring.
It does. But here's the thing about a carousel. There's lots of different types of ponies on it. So you could sit on the boring pony or you could find your unicorn.
So what do you say? You gonna just tell them you want to switch up the unicorn? Are you going to go home and tell them you want to switch up the pony tonight?
You know what? I might try it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Nobody likes that music they put you on while you're stuck waiting to speak to a representative.
Oh my God.
A representative will be with you in the next 30 minutes.
And you, on the other end, are just like, are you freaking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes? But you have to listen to this.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance. Please wait.
You better record this because I got a piece of my mind I want to give them.
I got some words for you. Well, if you have to sit for the next 30 minutes waiting to speak to a representative because the robot sucked, might we suggest something?
How about a podcast? Our podcast.
Better than that stupid elevator hold music.
I mean, it's fun for like 2 minutes and then you're like, I cannot stand this anymore. I'm going to put it on speaker and I'm going to set it across the room until I hear somebody say, hello.
Yes.
So listen to the podcast while you wait.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. You can get it wherever you normally listen to a podcast.
Yeah. KZIA.com, the Freezy One and 2.9 app. And then just make sure you don't play this when you're, you know, on the phone with them.
Old
music.
Also, we should mention when you listen to our podcast, we will never say this will be recorded for quality assurance.
Oh, yeah, there's no quality here.
She's got that right. I don't know if you do anything like this with your partner, but me and Neighbor Man have a couple things that we try to beat each other to the punch, I should say. One of those things is like if we're on the phone with each other and we're trying to say goodbye, we'll try to catch the other one slipping and not saying, I love you.
Oh.
Like if you just say, let's say we're on the phone with each other. Your neighbor man, I'm me, obviously. And I say goodbye and you said, I love you.
Oh.
And I didn't. He'd be like, love you.
Oh.
Trying to catch the other one slipping.
Okay.
You know? So that's one thing we try to like beat each other to the punch. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we try to do, and maybe you do this in the relationship, like you try to say, slug bug, no slug back or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Schneider.
What's that?
When you see a semi, an orange semi.
Schneider?
Is that just me?
what does an orange semi have to do with
it? I don't know. Am I crazy? You're making me question everything. The all orange semis, you go Schneider, no Schneider back.
I've never heard of that before, but I'm so stealing that.
Go ahead.
Is that like something you learned in school?
I don't know how
I learned it. Do you have to punch the top of your car?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. You just say it, I think.
Somebody punch each other?
Well, sure. We're just making up rules now, yeah.
Well, sometimes with a slug bug, you have to punch each other.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, so I didn't know which Schneider or
okay,
whatever.
Yeah, use that if
punch
you want.
Punch each other.
Sometimes. That's a fun one.
I'm totally stealing this. It's just an opportunity to punch them sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that we like to like beat each other to the punch, it all started with me, is that I get a little greedy and that, oh no, at night is like when we come home from the day and then it's like at the very end of the day, I'll be like, you haven't kissed me yet. Even though he totally has.
Puke.
Sometimes he has, or really truly he has not, or maybe I've forgotten or whatever. I'll be like, you haven't kissed me for the day. And then I'll try to get him to kiss me or whatever. Now he's caught on to it. So last night, we're watching Only Murders in the Building's new episode came out. And there's a commercial break. And he goes, you haven't kissed me for the day. So he's caught on. So now we're trying to beat each other to the punch of who can say that before the end of the day.
It's a competition.
It's a competition to who can say it. And then the other one has to kiss them.
Oh, this is, I mean, if we could not be more different.
Why?
Because that's just like so very cutesy.
And you're not.
And I'm like, okay, what do I try to beat my boyfriend to? The only thing I can think of is like, that's what she said jokes.
So earlier today, I was talking about how I saw a police car, but it wasn't normal. It said federal protection on it. And I wanted to know a little bit more about it. And I was like, God, this makes me want a police scanner so bad. So I know why federal protection was driving by. I could hop onto my police scanner, hear what they were doing. But I don't know where you can get a police scanner. Is it like Amazon, Walmart, all that fun jazz? I have no idea where you get one.
You have been on this tangent for at least a week now of like, I need a police scanner.
Yes.
I want one. And you're looking for reasons to do it. What kind of information do you have for us?
So this message is for Destiny.
What's up?
And let her know, or let you know, that yes, you can get scanners on Amazon.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, they're... Yes, there's a very good chance they're going to be in the Prime Day deals. Nice. Yes, you can go to Walmart and ask any store associate, and they'll get you. They got some cheap ones there.
Okay.
But what you do need to know is that most police departments now, and this is coming from a first responder firefighter, have gone to a scrambled frequency where you won't hear the juicy stuff. You might get somebody getting pulled over, but unless you've got the descrambler on your scrambler on your scanner, which you won't have because only the cops have them, then you won't be able to hear the really juicy stuff.
So I got to find me a boyfriend that's a cop.
Well, yeah, sure, if he's got an extra one hanging around, I guess.
I need to know the juicy stuff. That's what I'm here for.
I know, because I got one thinking I could hear juicy stuff, and he can't.
You might get
one that says license plate such and such is pulled over on such and such road, and then they'll switch over to the other frequency where you can't hear stuff.
Lame. That's so boring.
Yeah, it's because of the, you know, all the Karens in the world got to get involved and got to give their 2 cents.
That's
so
the problem,
now
I want to be the Karen.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I hear you.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
The theme for tonight is lucky.
I'm
or
down.
Luck.
I need it.
Girl, you're telling me. Have you ever won the lottery?
Would I be here? No. I have not.
Even like a dollar on a scratch?
I think I got like a scratch off in a stocking, and the most I've won is like $3, and I just gave it back to my parents because I was too lazy to go cash it in.
Feel that. I feel that. Well, yeah, clearly she needs some luck.
I do. I'm pretty down on my luck these days.
Well, listen, you better listen closely to tonight's trivia question.
I'm sat.
According to a survey, this is the most common good luck charm. What is it?
Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
According to survey, this is the most common good luck charm. What is it?
I'm opening Amazon right now so I can order whatever it is.
What if it's a rabbit's foot? I don't know if they have that.
Amazon!
Yeah, they got everything.
They got everything. You can text in your guests.
I'm going to judge you if you order a rabbit's foot off of Amazon.
Okay, and then when I win the lottery, you can cry about it. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on
Z102.9. That's the theme for tonight's trivia question. Luck is the theme.
From two pretty unlucky people.
If we told you about our life, you would laugh at us because of how unlucky we've been.
I'd just be doing stupid stuff, you know? That's kind of what
I really just caused the unluckiness, really, is what happened.
It's self-inflicted.
Pretty much. Tonight's trivia question, according to a survey, this is...
Hello?
See, again, I don't have luck.
Okay.
And for some reason, it felt like, I don't know, a bug was coming up my throat or something. I don't know what was just happening there. Let's hope luck comes my way. The question, according to a survey, this is the most common good luck charm, and I need it apparently.
Yeah.
What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Michaela said a lucky penny.
I gotta find one. My problem is I pick them up off the ground, whether they're heads or tails, and that's my problem.
Yeah, I don't pick them up.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't. What am I going to do with a penny? You can't get anything with a penny anymore.
Nothing.
Now you're going to get me going on inflation.
Not inflation.
There's just nothing worth a penny anymore.
Not even a quarter. God, and not even a dollar anymore, dude.
That's not my type of luck.
They put it as $1.25 now.
Seriously. Anyways.
They still call themselves the dollar store. Don't get us started. Don't get us started. But there are some people who flip the quarter, the penny over, though. Do you do that? Like, if you see it as, is it the quarter? Is the
heads up was lucky.
The heads up is good luck, but if you see it as tails, do you still flip it over? Some people do that.
To make it
good luck for somebody else.
I don't touch it.
Oh,
maybe I should.
She's
like,
bad juju.
Well, no, I'm just lazy.
Oh,
I don't want to bend over.
Kyle said a number. I have a lucky number. It's done nothing for me, but I like to think it's lucky.
Yeah.
44. It's done nothing.
Why 44?
Don't ask.
Okay.
But let me tell you, it's done nothing.
I believe that.
It has done absolutely nothing.
Zilch.
I'll tell you why. I remember in school, The teacher said, pick a number between 1 and 10. And I thought he was going to say 1 and 100. So I said, 44. But he said 1 and 10.
Uh-huh.
So I've always picked 44 as my number. And it's done nothing for me.
How special. Okay. 8284 said a four-leaf clover.
I found one time in my life.
I never have. And then do you keep it? It's a plant, right? It's going to die.
You know, neighbor man finds them all the time.
How?
He literally can find them like you wouldn't believe. And he hands them to me all the time. And they do nothing for me. If anything, I give the four-leaf clover bad luck.
Oh, shoot. It's like reverse. Oh, man.
Shoot. And they do die really quickly, in case you're wondering.
That's what I'm saying.
So
I don't. I just don't want to look that long. You know, I'm looking for a fast, easy, good luck charm.
According to a survey, this is the most common good luck charm. What is it?
One that'll come on Amazon Prime.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Taylor.
2-day delivery. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
You got a lucky number?
No.
You don't?
I don't know. I always choose 10, I feel like, because that's my birth date.
Ooh-wee.
It's not lucky, though.
It's probably got you nothing, hasn't it?
No. It's the minute I hit this earth.
And it's done nothing.
10 became unlucky.
According to a survey, this is the most common good luck charm. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
a pair of lucky socks.
No. I wish.
Let me guess, you don't have a pair of lucky socks?
No, I don't think so. I guess I just put on socks and don't really think about it.
Yeah, and I definitely don't have a pair of lucky socks. I own like almost 200 pairs. Don't judge. I did at one point have a pair of lucky underwear.
Same, but also they weren't really like lucky, I guess. They were just like underwear.
What do you mean they were lucky, but they weren't lucky? I'm confused like, in how they were lucky, but
like,
they weren't.
Like when I danced and I would go to compete, I had a pair of underwear. I didn't win every time, though, but it was like a superstition type
you
thing.
Had to wear these underwear.
Those were the competition underwear.
Got it.
Didn't really work because I didn't win every time.
So sometimes they were just underwear.
They were just like, you'll get a participation ribbon. Underwear.
Participation underwear. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it worked every time for that.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.